Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Grab a drink, get comfy, and join us for some therapy.
With a twist.
Hope you guys had a great weekend. We're ending the weekend. It's Sunday recording this, so.
Yeah, we're just recapping our weekend.
It's been a long weekend. It was good. I feel like there was a lot of downtime.
I feel like it was a rough week. And so we needed a good weekend. But I feel like I had a very low energy weekend.
I didn't wake up till 8 o'clock today, and that's crazy for me.
Yeah, I woke up at 11 a.m.
Right in time for the movie.
Yeah, we had a movie at noon, and I woke up at 11 a.m.
Yeah. Yesterday, we did go to brunch. Mm-hmm. Did a little brunch action. Had some mimosas.
Yes. Also, very low energy. But the food was so good.
Those pancakes I don't even know. I was like, I could eat those every day of my life.
I want to start like a book club there. Like the group of old ladies there, I was like, I need like a place where I'm like, okay, girls, every Sunday, let's go to the, what was it called? Fred's Hickory Inn. Like, it's not like super, it was not very aesthetic, you know?
No, it wasn't super aesthetic-y, but it was
good.
Yes.
I would sit there and read a book. They had an outside little section that was cute.
Yeah. What was it? The table at Hickory Inn?
Yeah.
It was really good. It's not like super popular, or at least that I know of. I had never heard of it before.
My mom told me about it.
So, but yeah, it was good. Food was phenomenal.
Yeah, but I had low energy. I had hangxiety.
Hangxiety?
Anxiety. I always get anxiety, and I need to stop drinking. Because, you know, whenever I drink, I don't like sipping on drinks either. And so I'm like, I take shots.
You're just like, I'm going to shot this because mimosa, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like just sitting there and just drinking. And then I feel like by the end of the night, I don't know, I have the hiccups, I have heartburn. It's just not fun. And then I wake up in the morning and then I like can't remember parts of the night. And then I have anxiety. And then I think everyone's mad at me and I think everyone hates me all day after the night after.
See, I have the opposite effect. I will sip on it and then drink like half of it and then end up giving it to someone else because I have high intentions of being able to drink, but I don't. I don't. I can't do it.
No, I mean, I like to drink. I have fun being drunk, but then towards the end of the night when I drink so much, I'm like, okay, I don't feel very good. And then I wake up feeling just worse. And I am like, I think everybody hates me, even though I had the best night of my life the night before. So,
maybe mimosas after having a hangover is not a great idea. Maybe we should have just went straight for the greasy food instead.
Yeah.
I think it was good, though.
It was really good. Their bacon was so thick.
It was, and it was sweet. It had this, like, sweetness to it, but not overly sweet. I will say the one thing that did kind of throw me off was the garlic toast. I was so excited for this toast because it came with this jam, and I was like, I was going to put the jam on the toast, but I'm a little iffy about toast anyways, so I wanted to taste it.
And I was like, I also had high hopes for the toast.
Because it looked phenomenal. Yeah. And then I bit into it and I was like, this has garlic on it. Which any other time, phenomenal. Love garlic. Think it's great. Mm-hmm. Maybe not with my breakfast food. I don't know.
Maybe they were like trying to do something there with like the sweet and savory.
I don't know.
Because they served it with like the grape jelly. I didn't try it. I didn't get to it.
I didn't.
So much food. I devoured the pancakes.
Yeah.
And my eggs and my sausage and my bacon. I just didn't get to the toast.
Yeah.
You said something about it being garlic and I was like, I don't know if I got the time for that right now.
I took a bite of it and it was good. It would be great with like some spaghetti or lasagna. Mm. Phenomenal with that. Maybe not.
We have a dinner too.
Maybe we'll have to go test it out for dinner. Don't worry, I will be posting a picture of the breakfast on Instagram. Oh. Did take a photo, so definitely going to share that because
it was so good.
We will be going back.
I actually think those pancakes are so much better than IHOP or really anywhere else because I'm kind of picky about pancakes. I usually never finish them. They're usually just like a sweet treat that I take a couple bites of with my meal.
Yeah, and they gave you whipped butter with it. So that,
I think that's what it was.
I think that sold it right there.
I think that's what it was.
It wasn't like, it was easy to spread on there, and then the syrup was phenomenal.
They put a couple strawberries and blueberries on there.
Yeah.
I was sold.
I'm a little disappointed Jay didn't need any breakfast, though. Who goes to brunch and just has a mimosa?
Multiple mimosas.
He didn't
just have a mimosa.
He had a few. But I think it was good. I think he was going through it too. I think he realized he had a rough week just like we did.
It was.
Maybe. I think it's, if you had a great week, please let us know because we need some good news. We need some happy stories for the week.
We are like dragging through. And well, I had a pretty good, so my family, my little sister had her last week of summer this week. And my family always has a family vacation, but we couldn't get it lined up this year because, you know, like everybody has their own families now. My brother got married, my other brother had a baby. And so we weren't able to go on a family vacation, so they just set up little things to do every day this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when did it even start? Tuesday, we went to Top Golf. And then Wednesday, they took the kids to do back to school shopping. And then Thursday, we did fast lanes. And then Friday, we did like a little pool party at my dad's, and you were there.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I can play beer pong now. I learned how to do that.
I got my brothers to play beer pong with us. My brother started busting out like all the like official rules. And I was like, you guys, less rules, just less rules.
Get just have fun.
Drunk and. That's all we're here for.
Yeah, just have fun. It was a blast, though.
Yeah, so I did a lot this week, and I see my family a lot, so I did have a good week. I'm just exhausted, and I'm pre-exhausted for going into next week because I go to Austin on Thursday.
Yeah.
And so it's still going to be a long week.
It will be a long week, but I bet it'll be fun. You'll have lots of stories from Austin.
Yes, I have a date planned.
Yes, a date. I think it'll be good. It'll be fun to get back out there and see how it goes.
Yeah, I just, sometimes when my anxiety's bad, I may end up canceling.
She's not going to cancel. Don't worry. I won't let her cancel it.
I don't know.
He just seems really nice.
He asked me what my favorite flowers are, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't know.
When you don't have a red flag, it's like, I don't want to do this, because this might actually do something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm, like, super attracted to him yet, but so far he's had green flags, so I'll follow the green flags before I'm, like, attracted. I think you can grow attracted to somebody. Green flags in person.
I think so definitely. And they say, they have that thing where they say marry someone that makes you laugh. You don't have to be super attracted at the beginning. As long as they make you happy and they can make you laugh, that's really all that matters. It's kind of like Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, because he's not super attractive conventionally to most people. But she seems really happy.
She sees something in him.
She sees something. This girl, she seems the happiest I've ever seen her.
Yeah.
So go for it.
Yeah. And I think he may be shorter than me.
Oh, well, you're tall.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are shorter than you.
Yeah. And it's not the first time I've been on a date with a guy that's shorter than me, but it's the first time that I've known in advance. Because the other guy lied about his height.
Of course. That seems to happen a lot.
No, yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure he, like, put 6'1", and then we were looking, like, dead in the eyes. And I'm 5'9", but I say I'm 5'10", because with shoes,
that's what you'll be.
5'10".
Yeah, I'm 5'4", about 5'5", with shoes, maybe.
Yeah.
So I'm not a very tall person. So to me, it's like, I don't even... height doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, and, like, height really doesn't matter to me either. Like, I'll be, like, if I'm enjoying your company.
That's all that matters. That's,
yeah. But I just feel like it's just embarrassing to lie about your height. Like, why, like, just why? I don't know. Why are you lying about it? Because you're gonna get caught for it.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you hoping that maybe you fall in love before you go on a first date and they find out? I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't get that, but
I'm glad that you're going through all this dating so I don't have to. I'll just hang out at home with the cats and the dog and rewatch Vampire Diaries again.
Yeah, I'll come home with stories. Yeah, because my little bio thing is, I don't believe you if you say you're 6 foot. And that gets a lot of responses.
I bet it would.
So. But, yeah, we have that this week. And so I'm just pre-exhausted for this upcoming week. But I wonder what our CoStar only does a day in advance, doesn't it? Or, like, well, I don't know. Let's look at
CoStar. CoStar does, like, the day of, right?
I want to see if I can get, like, a good CoStar for this week.
Let's see. I feel like my CoStar yesterday was on track. It told me that I was overly emotional, and yesterday I was all in my feels. I cried the majority of the day, and then I went and hung out with my brother and my cousin for a little bit, so that was nice.
Sometimes
but
that's what you need.
Okay, so mine today says, you are a volcano of passion and creativity. I don't know. I should have read that earlier today. I feel like reading that in 9 p.m. is a little late in the day to realize that.
Mine is, an enemy is also a mirror.
Oh.
Damn. So that says, do some self-reflecting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Noted. Okay. I will do that. We're in
reflection time. We're going to do affirmations in the morning.
Yeah. I've really recognize some of my bad habits, and I'm trying to build better habits. I'm in practicing.
Yeah, that was one of my big things at therapy, was like, how do I work through some of the struggles that I have? Because I know there are times where it's like, I can't change other people, so I have to change my expectations and set them to a different standard. Not necessarily saying that I don't deserve what I deserve, but understanding that not everybody can be the way that I am.
Yeah.
Are you looking for mental stimulation? Today you feel torn between speaking your mind and saying everything that passes through it. It's good to fill the silence if that's what you need. Just make sure you're not doing that thing where you espouse opinions you don't even believe, and then tell people that making a decision is limiting. People avoid the truth because they are afraid that it will destroy their illusions.
Mine doesn't have a little synopsis.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Today you are torn between the pressure to abandon extreme emotions and the intensity of your feet. Wait, is this right? It's good to talk it out if that's what you... I think this is my month overview. Anyway.
Well, mine says, do learning curve, WikiHow, is that still a thing?
WikiHow, yeah.
Oh, I feel like that's going old school. Books on tape. Would that be the same thing as like Audible?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I don't have, well, no, I do actually have a cassette player.
And you have books on them?
I do. You know, I actually do. Okay, so no judgment. So no judgment. When I was younger,
doing it in like third grade, like I remember books on tape.
Yeah, when I was younger, we had all these fairy tale stories on tape, and then they have little books with them, and I have all of them because I bought a cassette player a few years ago because I wanted to listen to a couple of them. So I have all of them in a closet somewhere.
Oh, if they had Treehouse Kids on a cassette tape, I would be so happy. I would be rocking around a cassette tape. I'd be bringing back the, what is it called? The little VHS player?
A Walkman?
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yes,
a Walkman. I'd be bringing back a Walkman, okay? Because I'd be listening to the Treehouse Kids on repeat.
I would go there. If they could put like all the boxcar children like books on them, oh, I would be so down. Those would be my thing.
Or the I Survived. I loved the I Survived the Titanic. I Survived Hurricane Katrina. All those. I don't know what it was.
My don'ts are history books, double entendres, and perfectionism. Okay, well, I struggle with that perfectionism one a little bit because sometimes I need things to be a little perfect.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. Mine is do coconut milk, long walks, go on record. Is this going on record?
You're on record right now. Oh, recording this.
Don't templates, muscle memory, and autopilot.
I feel like you're on autopilot. Most days.
I feel like today I did kind of good running some errands, kind of getting off autopilot.
A little retail therapy.
Yes. Oh, I don't even. Ooh, I just grabbed and hoped for the best. And she said the total and I said, okay.
Target does that. Target does that to me. I haven't gone to Target a whole lot lately because Target will take all of my money.
Yeah, I showed up at Target, and then I was like, you know what? I want to go to TJ Maxx. I want to be told what I need. I don't really need anything in particular. I want to walk through the store, and things catch my eye, and I just buy them. Because it's not very often I get to do that. And so it's kind of just nice where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go in, and I'm just going to treat myself a little bit. And I got a lot of cute stuff.
You did.
And I got some stuff to be, like, productive. I got the sander. I sanded my table. And that was my thing. I was like, I'm rewarding myself, but I'm also going to complete a task.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
I got the little vanity sanded and painted today. And I rewarded myself with
some clothes.
$200 of TJ Maxx.
It's fine. It's cute. That's all that matters. It made you feel a little better.
Yeah.
It was a good end to the week.
Yeah. And now I can, like, hang up my... I got some shelves to hang up, too. I did a lot of retail therapy this week. But after sobbing at It Ends With Us, there was nothing else to do.
There was, yeah.
I had to go to retail therapy.
Yeah. I had scheduled my Walmart pickup to get groceries for the week. Mm-hmm. And while we were in the movie, I got a notification that they were substituting or didn't have like 6 or 7 items in stock. And I was like, well, that defeats the purpose. I don't want to not have that. And I don't want you to pick the substitutes because they don't always pick the right thing. So I just canceled it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll just go into the store. And let me tell you, going to Walmart the day... The last day of the weekend before school starts. Oh my God, it was the worst.
Yeah.
I walked in and I was like, what fresh hell am I in?
Oh, I remember working that shit. Like, I don't know how I used to do that. Because I get anxiety just walking into it as a customer. Like, I don't know.
I feel like back to school is worse than Black Friday.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so intense. I think it's because the parents have their children with them. And so they're yelling at their children the whole time. Yeah. So they're all stressed out about it. And it was, I was like, do I hate myself? What did I do this to myself for?
Why did I do this? Yeah.
So this will be fun. My co-star with you says at the gym, Taylor uses the equipment confidently and incorrectly. At the gym, you shatter your phone while trying to follow a difficult Pilates TikTok. Yeah, I don't do Pilates. That's not a Danielle thing at all. But I think it's cute because we were talking about going to the gym this week.
I'm gonna try to start going back to the gym on my lunches. Maybe. Yeah.
We'll see.
We're gonna try. It's a short week, so I think I can do it. But I usually also have to start my day off strong. To want to go to the gym at lunch. So I need to get up a little earlier. But
so, newsflash, Taylor did not get up at 5 last week. It did not happen. It was a good thought. We're going to try again this week.
I had an effort. I got up at 5 a.m. My alarm went off. I opened my eyes and I was like, there's no hesitation. I just have to do it. I have to get up. Got up, turned on my light, immediately got back in bed. Next thing I know, it's 7 a.m.
It is 7 a.m. and Taylor did not go walking with me.
And my light was on and I was like, it had to have been like almost like sleepwalking, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We're going to try again this week. Yeah. Maybe not as early. I'm going to give her a little bit more time in bed and hopefully that'll help.
Yeah. I'm going to do around 6. I'm going to do some affirmations.
Yeah. And then we were discussing doing 75 hard.
Yeah. I don't think I could do the hard. I could do like a version of it, like 75 like, medium.
Like, well, they have 75 hard and 75 soft.
Yeah. Yeah. I could do 75 soft.
I think that would be doable. I think 75 soft would be.
One time I looked into 75 hard and it's like a legit. It's not. 75 hard is like a mental toughness.
Like, and I have too much other mental catastrophes happening.
And I appreciate the 75 hard as a mental toughness test. I can't do the mental toughness test, but I do want to do. I do want to challenge myself to be consistent with something and build good routines and habits. But I'm not going to be mentally tough on myself.
No, because I feel like I already have so many things that test me every day.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I need to take care of my mental health because everything else just.
I'm already hard enough on myself as it is. If yes. You literally can hear what I'm saying, I need to be soft with myself.
Yes. Well, the 75 soft is eat well and only drink on special occasions.
And I could probably go without drinking for 75 days.
We probably should.
I probably could.
Train for 45 minutes every day with 1 day a week of active recovery.
I love some yoga.
That would be good. I mean, I think that training, like, could be anything you wanted it to be, too.
It could be, yeah.
It could just be walking. It could be anything that gets your body moving, I think, can be beneficial.
And I think you can kind of tweak them to be, like, your own. Like, set your own goals. Like, whatever your goals may be.
Yeah. Drink 3 liters of water a day.
So I could do, like, I could do probably 2 or 3 Stanleys a day.
2 or 3? Do you have what ounce is your Stanley?
30. So that's like half a gallon, a little shy of half a gallon.
Okay. Well, a liter is 33 ounces.
Okay. So would it be too bad?
So drinking about three Stanleys a day. That's not bad. That's totally doable.
Yeah.
And then the last one is read 10 pages of any book a day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good because we're starting a book together.
Yeah.
We're going to start The Dead Romantics.
Yes. I don't even really know what it's about. I couldn't even give you probably a good synopsis. I know it's a kind of a romantic book, but it's got a twist with some ghost.
Yeah, it's called The Dead Romantics. It's by Ashley Poston, I think is her name. It's about a ghostwriter. She's a real life person. She just is a ghostwriter for a romance author.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit about that. So I'm interested to see where it goes. It's got really good reviews. Came out a couple years ago.
It's so funny because I just picked up this book at Walmart one day and came home and I was like, I got a new book. And Danielle had it already like on her wall. And so we're going to read it together.
Yeah. And then you guys will get our review of that.
Yes.
But with today's episode, we kind of wanted to go into It Ends With Us. Mm-hmm. So it might be a little bit of spoilers if you haven't seen it. So if you haven't watched it and you don't want to hear any spoilers, might want to just skip this episode until you watch it. We're just going to compare it. We both read the book. It's been a little while since we've read the book, though.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just going to go over some different things and see how we felt about the movie and some of the choices they've made.
So, Burrs, I didn't like the book.
So, I think that there were some good parts in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the story could have been really, really good. I think that what it wanted to be had a lot of potential.
Yeah.
I definitely liked the second book better.
I didn't like the first book, so I never even got around to the second book.
Well, It Starts With Us was really, really good. It Ends With Us, I feel like there were a couple things that I didn't love about it. I just feel like this is going to be our complete honest opinion of how we see it. I've never been in a domestic violence relationship before. I don't have firsthand knowledge of any of that. So this is just going to be me solely giving an opinion on my take of what I read and what I saw. So I feel like there was a lot of things in the book that were very different than what I would have imagined them being. Mm-hmm. And then to watch the movie, there were a lot of things about the movie that I felt like... I understand that when you transfer from a book to a movie, you're going to have to leave certain things out. You're going to have to do certain things to make it fit within the script. I just feel like there were some things that, like, I don't even remember the exact parts in the book, but I don't feel like the movie gave me even the same feeling that the book gave me. And I didn't love the book to pieces where it was like, I could read this again. Mm-hmm. But the movie didn't leave me satisfied as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I loved the movie. I did not like the book, but I loved the movie. But I think there's, like, certain aspects of the movie that I liked. I feel like they captured some parts of the books really well. Like, the scene with the oven and, like, how from her perspective when she got hit, it was, like, she didn't really know what was happening. And then they follow up later and it's, like, kind of shows more of, like, his perspective where it wasn't so accidental.
Yes.
And so I feel like they captured those things really nicely.
I think they did. I think, like... It felt kind of not as impactful to me, because I do feel like there are so many women that go through this every single day of their life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it wasn't as impactful as it could have been. I feel like in the book, she, every time it happened, she told him if it ever happened again, that she would leave. Mm-hmm. And, like, she knew instantly that it wasn't an accident in the books. And in the movie, they kind of play it off as if she just thought everything was an accident up until the, like, very last time.
I think in the movie, they showed the manipulation much better. Like, yes. She was getting really manipulated and, like, gaslit. Yeah. But, I don't know. I feel like the book, for me, I felt like was kind of downplaying the whole thing. I don't know why, but, like, yeah, the book, I just remember being like, that was not very, like, I don't know, but I don't know. I also just don't really think I like Colleen Hoover's writing. So I was just really undersatisfied with the book, but then the movie came, and I really liked it. I think the soundtrack was really good, and I think that, honestly, saved it too, and it helped me visualize some of the scenes a little better.
I think so, and I think the fact that they aged them up was a big thing, and I know they specifically did that for that purpose, and I think that was literally the smartest thing they could have done, because I know that Ryle, Justin Baldoni's character, is supposed to be older than Lily's, but they seem to be about the same age, which I think made it a little easier to make it believable, I guess, is kind of how it felt. I feel like the scene where she saw Atlas at the restaurant for the first time and she couldn't even order a drink, it was like that moment right there was like, oh my God, this was like, you realize, you watch it, they could not have played that better. I feel like that was a phenomenal scene. Like, you can tell when she looked at him, she was like, holy shit, this is the love of my life kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that was just, that moment got me. I was just like, I know that look. And it was just like, okay, this is like, it was like coming home kind of thing. Because she hadn't seen him in so long. Yeah. The last night she saw him was what, when his dad, when her dad beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, she didn't know anything else. She didn't know if he actually did go into the military or any of that. So, like, I feel like there are different parts that were left out. And I know they intentionally left out all the stuff about Ellen DeGeneres because of all the
They showed things. Her a little token.
Yes, they did, because they watched one episode of it.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that, like, she wrote in her diary, Dear Ellen. That was my favorite part. I loved that in the books.
Little notes to the books, like,
yes.
In the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I loved that. And I don't know why. I envisioned her tattoo to be a little bigger than it actually was.
See, I didn't remember the tattoo from the book.
No, you don't? Mm-mm. So that was the one thing I was looking forward to, because I knew that he bit it and he was angry about it once he figured out that what it meant to her. Mm-hmm. But I always envisioned it being a little bigger. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. That was just, you know, just an aesthetic thing.
So are you happy with the casting?
I'm not unhappy with it. At first I was when I didn't realize they were aging everybody up. Mm-hmm. At first I was like, there is no way that Blake Lively is going to play a 23-year-old girl. Yeah. Love Blake Lively to death, though. I think she's a great actress. I'm a little weary right now because of all the drama that's going on with the Justin Baldoni and all of them, like, unfollowing him. So I'm I need to figure out what's going on. A lot of people are saying that he was focused on making sure this was about women and they didn't love that as much, I guess. I don't know what's actually happening there, but I feel like there's so much drama in the background that I'm a little nervous to be like, this is whose side I'm on.
Oh, yeah.
But I am okay with the casting. I was okay with it. There were a couple people I felt like they left out, like, because she had a gay best friend in the books. She had a gay best guy friend. And then she had a roommate that she used to live with that she was really good friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also had Ryle's parents in there for a little bit in the book. And they didn't have any of them in the movie. The sister, I expected her to be a little more spunky.
That's the only person that I did not like who they cast.
Yes.
I did not like her.
And I feel like they missed out a lot of opportunities between her and Lily. Because there wasn't a connection there. Like, you don't get to see that friendship develop. Like,
yeah, you only know that connection's there if you've read the book.
Yes. And, like, they have her come in right at the beginning and she doesn't like flowers, which is the complete opposite from the book.
Yeah.
And that's the only interaction they really have. And then all of a sudden she's saying, you know.
Which I feel like it was a little bit abrupt in the book too. Like, she's kind of a person that just, like, comes on to you. Like,
yes. And that's fine, because in the book you kind of get to see that develop still.
Yeah.
But in the movie it's like, she comes in, she gets the job, and then all of a sudden they're best friends. You don't see any development.
Her character does not really make any sense if you didn't watch the...
No, it really doesn't make any sense. And I feel like that's a really big miss on that part.
Yeah. So what do you think about the fashion, the clothes? Because that was, like, talked about too a lot.
That was a big topic.
A lot of opinions.
A lot of people said that they felt like they just didn't care about what she wore and she just wore whatever.
Okay. Was she pregnant? And I'm not saying that because of her body, but she said that this was a year and a half in the making. And she was pregnant within the last year and a half. She just had a baby.
So maybe?
6 or 7 months ago. And so I'm like, in the early months of filming... Because did you see she would wear 2 pairs of pants? Because I kind of loved the fashion. I loved her outfit. I hated her shoes. But I loved her clothes, and she was always wearing these giant jackets.
Oh my God, they were huge.
Giant jackets.
Huge. Like, and then way too big for her.
Yeah, and you would see sometimes she would wear two pairs of pants, and she wore a lot of overalls. And so I'm like, was she just pregnant, so they had to dress her bulkier?
I don't know.
But there was a couple scenes where she was wearing, like, tight-fit clothing, and she didn't look as... Like, she didn't look pregnant. She looks great. But she also wasn't a twig, you know? She wasn't, like, Hollywood skinny.
No.
Like, she looks...
No, you... Well, she's had four kids now. So, yeah. I mean, that's... And I think she looks phenomenal for having four children. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so I'm like, it didn't, like, look like she was pregnant. But, like, the way they were dressing her was, like, were they trying to hide it?
I don't know. I need to look into that. And the timeline,
like, she was, in fact, pregnant at some point within the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And so I just maybe. Wonder how much of it was during filming and if that made any effect to the fashion choices.
I feel like you could dress her in bulkier clothes and it would have been okay. I think the outlandish part of some of the clothing was what people were really upset with.
Yeah. The shoes were crazy. She would have, like, cute outfits and then, like...
Crazy shoes.
Crazy shoes.
I think the outfits I'm okay with because she... Her character... I don't think they really talked about her clothing in the book at all.
And she's a gardener, so overalls would make sense.
Yes, and she has a really fun spirit. I do like that the aspect of her store was a little darker than I thought it would be. I thought it was, I don't know what I was picturing, but it wasn't as dark as I was in, like, the movie showed. And I really liked it.
I did too.
I think that she had gone through so much in her life and that kind of played into that where it wasn't like these bright roses everywhere. These were like, you would have to have a specific like vision for your flowers.
And I feel like the thing with her is that when you see her, she has like the bright hair. Her name is Lily Bloom.
She's Lily Blossom Bloom.
Yeah. Like, she has such a cute name. She has, like, you know, the bright red hair. She has, like, the fun, funky fashion. But then when you do get to know her, you know that she has, like, a pretty dark
story.
And so it makes sense that it's, like, yeah, probably when you see her, you're like, oh, yeah, she's going to be sunshine and butterflies and lilies and tulips. And then you go into her store and it's, like, dark. And they weren't all dead flowers, but they were...
I thought it was beautiful.
They were gorgeous. Yeah, they were like a little bit dehydrated. I don't know what kind of style of flowers those are, but.
I think that we should have a store like that here, though. I would definitely love it.
I did hate the sisters' fashion again. Oh, the sparkly, ugly outfits.
I just feel like some of the fashion could have been a little different.
She's just too much, the sister. Like, and not in a good way. Like, she was supposed to be, like, I don't know.
I feel like there were, like, moments that were left out. Like, when she stayed the night at their house in the book. And there was more of, like, her hanging out with their baby. And, like, there were just different things that I feel like it skipped through. I do love how they ended it. The ending was phenomenal. I think that was the best thing in the world because I feel like it's exactly how the book ended. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they brought it to life really well.
They did. Oh my gosh. I sobbed.
I sobbed.
I'm gonna sob right now.
I feel like, yeah, it's worth it.
Like, because Ryle had, like, so, you know, he shot his brother or whatever when he was, like, 6 years old, accident, ruined his life. And the night that he met Lily, they were on top of the roof, and he was like, I just seen a boy. A boy just died because his little brother shot him in the head. And she was like, well, what is that going to do to this boy that's, like, that lived? And he was like, it's going to destroy him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And so it's like, he just had that trauma and stuff, and then her naming the baby after him and him being like, him just breaking down and being like, that's the nicest thing that anybody's ever done for me.
I think the way that she still cared for him in the hospital scene. She asked him to come lay on the bed with her. That shows you how strong and badass women are. That everything that she went through, I understand it's a movie. I understand it's a book and it's not real life. But the fact that there are people like that, that are like, you know what? You have done shit to me that is unspeakable. But this is our brand new baby and you have every chance to be better for her.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Just the fact that you can love somebody and then hurt, like literally physically hurt you, but like also just like hurt you in so many ways. And then you still be like, I'm going to show them kindness so that they can continue to show up as the best person.
Yeah.
Like that, you have to swap, like that's just forgiveness too. Like that, you can't get anywhere.
Can't be bitter.
No.
Like and that's... I feel like that right there is like the biggest takeaway from that movie for me is like with everything that like has happened in my life the last year, like I can't control any of it. Like things happen, whether I made choices or I didn't make choices, and I can choose every day whether or not I'm going to be sad and miserable, or I'm going to be like, you know what? Everybody deserves a second chance. Like, what can we do to be better each day?
Yeah. And that's what, like, I wanted to do affirmations. And one of the affirmations that I have is control how you respond to things sent to destroy your peace. And so it's like, that's all you can do. Like, and it's not easy. Like, for Lily, I know she's a fictional character or whatever, but, like, it's not easy for her to just be like, okay, like, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to show you this kindness so that you can show it better for our daughter. Because it's like, she should want to kill this man for blowing up everything that she thought they were going to have, you know? Like, he, like, held her face and told her that, like, he was the luckiest man in the world and he was going to protect her. And then he hurt her. Like, she should be wanting to burn down...
his whole world.
His whole world. She should be wanting, like, this baby to not, like, to just hate him, you know? And she could, and she could... she could out him and be like, this is the kind of awful garbage man he is. But she's not. She's being kind. And so that her daughter can have, like, a normal life. Which is just crazy. Women do that.
Because
women really do that.
They do. They do. Women are phenomenal.
Like, and the forgiveness for... and just, like, the forgiveness and the sacrifices they do for their children... when it's, like, sacrifices sometimes of just being, like, they deserve the world and they didn't get what they deserved, but they have to just take it on the chin and suck it up and keep going so that their kids aren't disrupted by it, which is just crazy.
And, I mean, there are men out there that do that as well when they parents. Have to step up.
Just good parents.
Good parents in general. I feel like that... I don't know. The ending of that movie, I think, was the part that got me the most.
Yeah.
I think the fact that she... well, I guess it wasn't, like, right at the end. It was the hospital scene that got me. Because I just feel like she gave him everything when he took everything from her.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know what, my baby? This stops with us. And this is... literally, she said it, just like the book title, it ends with us.
Yeah.
And that's where she stopped it. She was like, no. But I think it's being a good person and allowing yourself to say, you know what, no, they weren't the greatest person for me, but they have a chance to be good for you.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's so many different things. So many different things. I didn't love a lot of the movie, but that part got me. And then I'm going to tell you, you have Skinny Love on that soundtrack. Oh my God. Let me tell you, first of all, I love Birdie. Phenomenal.
I'm so happy I had a warning ahead of time, but I still cried.
They could not have picked a better scene for that either.
No.
For her and Atlas to have their first, like, love scene. Like, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like,
I sobbed.
Yeah.
Again,
it was
multiple times.
It was a really good moment. And I will tell you, I knew that the Taylor Swift song was in there. And let me tell you,
that hit hard too.
I do not think they could have picked a better soundtrack for that movie. I think that was the only reason I felt certain things at certain parts.
Probably, yeah.
Was because of the music. But music, we discussed that previously. Like, music is a huge thing for me.
Yeah.
You can break my heart into a million pieces with a song, or you can put me in the happiest mood ever with a song.
Yeah.
But I think that was...
I was really happy with the movie. I would maybe watch it again. It was so good. And I don't rewatch movies, but I would maybe rewatch it again. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe I want to reread the book and then watch it again.
Maybe.
Just to see, like, what all I missed.
Yeah, maybe I'll reread the book, see if I liked it again. Or just see how I feel about it. Because I don't know. I just remember just, like, kind of not sitting right with me. And then, so I never even tried the second one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe after watching the movie, it'll be different too. Maybe it'll signify something in you that's like, okay, maybe I could try and reread this.
Yeah. But I have the Dead Romantics to read first.
Yes. That's our goal. Well, it's a pretty heavy topic, so I wanted to end it on a fun fact that I found earlier. The toothpaste you put on your toothbrush, the little blob that goes on there, did you know that has a name?
No.
It's a nurdle.
Ew.
Nurdle. Yeah, the blob of toothpaste is called a nurdle.
Nurdle?
Nurdle. I thought that was the oddest thing when I saw that. Yeah. I asked someone earlier, I was like, what's a super fun fact? And that's what they sent. And I was like, never in my life would I have thought about that. Because why would you just not call it a blob of toothpaste? Why is it called a nurdle?
There is a word for everything.
There is. I think that's fun. Maybe one day we'll have an episode of just fun words that describe the most random things. Yeah. And I'll just have you guess. We'll take turns guessing them.
Yeah.
That could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.